Thank you. Jesus said, "I will show you." Luke 6:47. "I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me and listens to my teaching and then obeys me." He says, "I will show you what it's like." And when I read that today, it was like, wow, he wants to show me what it's like. Not just me, but everybody. Whoever will come to him, listen to what he says, and then do it, he wants to show them what it's like when people do that. And then he goes on to say that it's like a person who builds a house on a strong foundation laid upon an underlying rock, and when the floodwaters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. And so, forever, we have generally taken, "The wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man built his house upon a rock. The rain came," you know, I mean, but we've taken that, and that's good. We should build on a rock. But I've never heard anybody talk too much about Jesus saying, "I'll show you what it's like." We've taken the idea, we all know, yes, we should be rock solid on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We all know that. But we also have that certain part of us that is willing to say, "Well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's got it all together. Nobody this, nobody that." And it's easier to say that, but why shouldn't we say, "But I can get it together"? Sue, that's a word from God, saying God gives us all these things. It's possible for us to go through life and not receive what God wants us to have. We need to receive. Give and you will receive. And, you know, it's funny because we all know that we should give. But we, you know, but what can we really give? Or, wow, that's a lot, or whatever, you know. I mean, Paul had just shared a praise report that there's a new church in Asia. The new church is in Asia because they sent a check. God blessed them, and they sent a check. Foremost thing on the mind was to send a check and to put treasure where it can grow and pay dividends. Multitude of dividends. And it isn't, yes, it's dividends because there'll be land, there'll be a church, there'll be a place they can call their own. That's like awesome. But there's something in that, because Jesus said, "When you give, it will be given unto you." It's okay to see dividends. When you buy a stock, so you like to see dividends, don't you? I mean, you expect it. You don't send it in and say it doesn't matter. And so, when Jesus said, "I'll show you what it's like," he said, "I will show you something. There will be something for you to see. If you come to me, you listen to what I say, and you obey me, I'll show you what it's like." It's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus wasn't just on the earth telling stories. He wasn't just on the earth doing stuff so that the stuff could quit when he died And so the stories could just be nice stories passed on from generation to generation. They were intended to produce something from generation to generation. And generation after generation should be increasing. We live in an increasing world. Increasing in knowledge, increasing in power, increasing in wisdom, increasing in development, increasing. It's increasing. And some, Dave was saying today something about, you know, that people use money not necessarily always for good things. Money can corrupt people. Or can enlarge people.